Tony. Tony. Tony Home Permanent presents...
This is Nora Drake.
This is Nora Drake, a modern story seen through the window of a woman's heart. You know, the popularity of Tony Home Permanent just proves again how smart American women are. For when Tony was first introduced, many people said women would never be able to give themselves permanent waves. But look what's happened. Millions and millions of American women are giving themselves the most natural-looking permanent waves they've ever had. Women have found it's easy to give themselves a Tony. They've found it's economical. And they say they wouldn't go back to old-fashioned methods for anything. This very day, get the Tony kit with plastic curlers that cost just $2 and give yourself a beautiful Tony Home Permanent. Be sure to follow the simple directions and you'll find Tony is easy. Easy as rolling your hair up on curlers, but the wave stays in for months. And now, this is Nora Drake, written by Julian Funt. When Bob Keating suddenly disappeared from the Page Memorial Hospital on the day he was supposed to be discharged, and a short while before his sister Evelyn arrived to pick him up, no one, in view of Bob's well-known erratic behavior, was very much surprised. But there was some concern felt over him nevertheless, not only on his sister's part, but on Nora Drake's also. Nora, who knew how unhappy he was, and knew also that she was the cause of it. Well, all this while, Bob was only a few blocks from the hospital. In fact, he was sitting on a park bench almost in view of Page Memorial. And that's where Peggy found him about a half hour ago. Apparently, he wasn't feeling too well, so she got a cab for him, and together they drove up to his hotel. Then she went down to the drugstore and had a prescription filled for him. She's just got back to his room now, and we're here.
Here, wait a minute, Bob. Let me do that for you.
Look, Peg, I've been taking medicine of one kind or another all my life. I don't need any help.
Come on, don't be silly. Your hand is trembling.
That's old age.
Bob!
Okay, Florence. It's short for Nightingale. Take over.
Uh-huh. Here we are.
Quick, the water.
All right, here.
I think I actually asked for it.
Does it taste that bad?
Do you want to try some?
No, thanks.
Well, Peg, you did your good deed. Now you can run along.
Bob, why don't you let me call the hospital?
I don't need a hospital. I'm doing fine.
That isn't what I mean. They're worried about you.
Who's worried? Never mind. Don't bother answering. What now?
No, don't jump. You look uncomfortable. I only want to straighten the pillow.
Oh. No, I get it. You're practicing.
That's right.
Okay, practice.
There. Oh. Isn't that better?
No. Peg, I bet you're the most beautiful nurse at Page Memorial.
I'm not a nurse. I'm just a volunteer worker. Besides, Nora is much better looking.
I think so, too.
You dog.
Peg, I hate to admit this, but I'm beginning to like you. You're okay.
Thank you, Bob Keating.
That is, you would be okay if you weren't such an awful snob. But then I guess having $1 million makes it easy.
Yeah, I have been pretty impossible, haven't I?
You and me both. And I've got only $2, so maybe it isn't a... What can that be? Come in. Well... Enter stage right, my dear devoted sister.
Yes, your devoted sister. Hello, Peggy.
Hello, Evelyn.
Bob, what's the meaning of this? What happened to you?
What a dull opening line.
Never mind that.
What's all the shouting for? They told me I was okay, so I walked out of the hospital.
I was supposed to pick you up. Why didn't you wait for me?
Look, honey child, I'm a big boy now. I don't need anyone to show me the way home.
Evelyn, why don't you sit down?
No, thank you.
After years of experience, she finds she can bawl me out better on her feet.
Why did you do it? Do I really make you uncomfortable? Am I such a nuisance? Well, I don't mean to be. Oh, Bob, I know how you feel. I'd try to stay out of your way.
Do you, sis? Is this a sample of it?
When are you going to get rid of that obsession of yours? Believe me, I'm not trying to interfere in your life. It's your life, and you can live it any way you want. But there are certain times when even the most self-sufficient people... All right. I'll subside. Peggy, what happened? Did you bring him here?
Well,
Stop it, Evelyn. I'm not an invalid. Nobody had to bring me anywhere.
Why are you in bed?
I'm resting.
What's the medicine for?
For your blood pressure, sis. I figured you'd be around soon.
Bob, suppose you calm down. It was wrong of you not to wait for Evelyn, and you know it. If it had happened to me, I'd be ready to commit murder.
Okay. Two against one. I don't stand a chance.
I still think you ought to let me call the hospital.
Oh, do anything you want to. I'm too tired to argue. I'm too tired to do anything right now. Except sleep.
Meanwhile, at the hospital, Nora is in Mrs. Turner's room.
Oh, now you can do better than that, Mrs. Turner.
No, really, Miss Drake, I couldn't eat any more.
Are you sure?
I haven't any appetite at all.
Well, finish your milk anyway.
Do I have to?
Nothing serious will happen to you if you don't. But it is a good idea.
All right.
That's it. Okay, I'll take care of the tray. There.
Miss Drake, you know, I feel awfully guilty.
Guilty?
I mean, about your sending Mrs. Martinson on that errand for me.
Well, you're worried about your son, aren't you? You want to know if there's a letter from him.
Yes, I know, but it's such an imposition.
I'm sure she didn't mind.
Hello.
Oh, Dr. Martinson.
Hello, Mrs. Turner. How's she behaving, Nora?
She's behaving beautifully.
How about the pain? Easing up?
No, it's about the same.
Uh-huh.
I should be getting better by now, shouldn't I, Doctor?
It takes time, Mrs. Turner. The important thing is not to worry or get discouraged.
Yes. Hello?
Is Miss Drake there?
This is Miss Drake speaking.
I have a call for you. 1 second, please. Hello, Nora?
Yes?
This is Peggy.
Oh, yes, Peggy.
I'm calling from Bob's place.
What do you mean?
Well, I ran into Bob downtown and I brought him up here.
Oh, how is he?
He's all right, Nora. There's nothing to worry about.
Well, that's good.
But look, I haven't had a chance to go up to Mrs. Turner's house yet, but I'm leaving right now, and I wondered if you see Ken, will you tell him that I may be a little late?
Ken is right here. Would you like to talk to him?
Where are you now, Nora?
In Mrs. Turner's room.
Oh, I see. Nora, it's all right. You just give him the message. So long, Nora.
Goodbye.
What was that all about, Nora?
Peggy may get home a little late. She's running an errand for us.
Oh. Well, you'd better get some rest now, Mrs. Turner. I'll drop in tomorrow. Come on, Nora.
I'll see you again, Mrs. Turner. Thank you, Miss Drake. What's the matter, Ken?
I'm worried about her.
I thought she was doing fairly well.
She should be much further along. She certainly shouldn't be having those pains. I was the one who induced her to submit to the operation, you know. I feel responsible. Anything happens to her, Nora...
Ken, nothing's going to happen to her.
I'm not so sure, but I hope you're right.
And a few miles away, Peggy Martinson has just gotten into a cab.
I wonder how far it is. She said it was way uptown. I suppose I could have taken a bus, but this is so much nicer, so much easier. Ken doesn't have to know about it. Oh, no, that would never do. I'd be hearing about it for a week. We can't afford taxis on his income. Why don't you get yourself an income instead of wasting your time at Page Memorial? Who asked you to... All right, Peggy, stop it. That's not what's eating you. It's the fact that Ken and Nora were in the same room. Well, what of it? What if they were in Mrs. Turner's room? What if they did meet there? It's only a coincidence. That's all it is. It's nothing else. Anyhow, I'd better think so. Because if I don't think so, I'm liable to lose my head. And that wouldn't be good. Oh, no. That wouldn't be good at all. For any of us. No.
about Nora Drake in just a moment. Our guest this morning is Mrs. Bonnie Clifton of Zanesville, Ohio. She tells us it takes some doing to convince her, but she can be convinced. For instance, well, we'll let Mrs. Clifton tell you all about that.
Well, before I married, I was a beauty operator, and all my friends had tried Tony, but I couldn't think that a home permanent could be satisfactory.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, what finally convinced you to try Tony? The very fact that they kept mentioning it to you all the time?
Well, I finally tried it on my mother's hair on Mother's Day, and that was 3 years ago.
I see.
And it was so beautiful, that did it. I was convinced.
In other words, after all your friends had been trying to convince you, it worked so well on your mother's hair that you decided to try it out for yourself. Is that right?
Oh, yes. My hair turned out beautiful.
Uh-huh. How long does your Tony usually last you?
Well, I used to wear my hair shorter,
mm-hmm.
and it lasted 4 to 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm wearing it longer, and I find it very nice.
Yeah, the average time, I think, with normal length hair is 6 to 8 months, Mrs. Clifton. Do you find your longer hairdo as easy to manage as a short one?
It's very easy to manage, and I expect it to last much longer this time.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, how about the manageability of your hair? Is it easy to manage now with the
Yes, time? I can do it in most any way.
Uh-huh. And now that you've finally followed your friend's suggestion, what do they all say about your Tony home permanent?
Well, my friends that tried to get me to use the Tony said, I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
And the others, now, they all follow the lead.
Well, Mrs. Clifton, after what you told our listeners about Tony, I'm sure they'll want to try Tony right away. You know, ladies, more than 1 million women a month give themselves lovely Tony home permanents. Yes, each month, more than 1 million women use Tony. The Tony kit with plastic curlers costs only $2, and the curlers can be used again and again. For your second Tony permanent, all you need is the Tony refill. It costs only $1. And yet, there is no finer wave at any price. Thank you, Mrs. Clifton, for telling us about Tony and for taking the time to come down. Here is a lovely 17-jewel Harmon lapel watch. This is the exquisite antiquity model styled by Harmon and a Tony refill, so you can have your next home permanent on us.
Thank you.
That was a wise resolve that Peggy made, not to lose her head. But the best intentions often go awry, and there's a rocky road ahead for Peggy and Ken Martinson, and for Nora Drake. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another exciting episode of This Is Nora Drake, brought to you by Tony Home Permanent, the cream cold wave. It's new, wonderfully new, Tony Cream Shampoo, enriched with lanolin. A new shampoo as wonderful as Tony Home Permanent. For Tony Cream Shampoo alone gives you soft water shampooing without a water softener. Yes, even in the hardest water, soft water shampooing rinses away dandruff instantly, leaves your hair naturally, beautifully clean. Today, ask for the handy tube or jar of Tony Cream Shampoo. It's new. Stay tuned now for Katie's Daughter, which follows immediately over most of these NBC stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.